to another episode of Bill Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Bill Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Bill Street Caravan, we have a great program in store for our listeners as Bobby Rush takes the stage at the grand reopening of the historic Club Paradise in Memphis, Tennessee.
And appropriately, Bill Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach will be back with us to continue his series, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll.
That's all coming up right now on Bill Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
We have Bobby Rush back with us this week. Last time he was on the program, it was a laid-back acoustic affair. Bobby had Super Chicken playing behind him on guitar. This time, he's back with the Bobby Rush Review. It's going to be a big show.
We captured this performance during a historic moment, at least for us Memphis music lovers. It's the grand reopening celebration of the legendary Club Paradise in South Memphis.
Club Paradise was the premier place in Memphis to play back in the day. The club was the anchor of African-American nightlife and live music in the region.
When urban renewal hit downtown Memphis in the late 60s, Memphis club owner Sunbeam Mitchell decided he needed to relocate his empire from downtown's Beale Street to the neighborhood of South Memphis, which had become home for the post-war African-American community in Memphis.
Mitchell was also the impresario of the national circuit of African-American nightclubs, artist management, and booking agents, known by those in the know as the Chitlin' Circuit. As such, anybody who was anyone played Mitchell's club. The list is astounding. B.B. King, Albert King, Ike and Tina Turner, Rufus Thomas, Bobby Blue Bland,
Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Johnny Taylor, Aretha, literally all the giants of the 60s and 70s called Club Paradise home when they were in Memphis. It was the heart of the African-American nightlife, reflecting the vibrant black community surrounding it. Club Paradise was a place where black artists performed for black audiences with no thought of the oppressive, segregated society that existed outside of the nightclub's walls.
Pat, I think it's time we let the music do the talking.
Here's Grammy-nominated artist and blues legend Bobby Rush at the grand reopening of the historic Club Paradise, live on Bill Street Caravan.
I sound more like this. Jimmy told my mama the day I was born. Got a boy child here. Make women hard for him. He gon' play the blues. Make women jump and shout. Yeah. Look at me good, mama. See what everybody been talking about. Here I am. because you can always tell a snipper. When you look around, if you see anybody with some glasses on, if you see, yeah, my man pulled his off. Old closet snipper. You see, all I think about that is he don't give a damn who know he sniff. He's a outright, upright sniffer. Give my man Thaddeus a hand. I'm just messing with it. Thaddeus, great show, old buddy. Sniffing, booger pal. Hey, Thaddeus. Booger pal. Cook. You got a booger bear? I bet you got a possum. I bet you got a possum. Number old gray possum. That is the one. That's okay, baby. How you doing? I got it. You left handed, right handed. Right handed, you don't touch me. Sit down, possum. Boogie. Possum, I mean booger bell. We just having fun. Y'all ready to go home yet? Y'all ready to go yet? Everywhere I go, every place I've been, everybody in the world be talking about shape the world is in. No matter where I go, in high water rain, everybody in the world be talking about that same thing. That thing. Everybody like that thing. The first lovers out in the garden where love was discovered. Eve told Adam, said, eat off the tree. When his eyes came open, what did he see? That thing. Adam saw that thing. Y'all didn't do. Hold on a minute. Do y'all know what the hell I'm talking about? If you don't, let me. Yo, excuse me a minute. I got two ladies here. They got to learn something from me here. Now, y'all probably ain't been watching Thaddeus' show. Y'all should have known this shit here. You don't know what I'm talking about? If you don't, let me explain to you. It's a little titty diddy. You do it like a filler when you do it like daddy. Go diddle, diddle, diddle. It's a little titty diddy. You do it like a filler when you do.
Wait a minute.
Talk to my brother over here. Me and my brother. We all right, brother. We all right. We all right. Me and you, baby. Me and you, baby. Y'all excuse us a minute. Men's got to talk to a minute. We got a little titty did it. You do it like a filler. When you do it like this, it go blang, blang. Oh, man, brother. old Thaddeus or somebody. Y'all probably like Thaddeus and Snoop Dogg now. You see, don't laugh. I don't mean anything about the rappers now. Because the rappers cool with me because the rappers stole it from me and James Brown. I was rapping for the ass before. In fact, if it wasn't for Bobby Rush, it wouldn't be no 50 cent, be a dime, a quarter or something. See, I started this rap game. I'm the rapper. Fresh, get a fish, get a hip, feed a hopper, get a love, five, don't y'all, a two to three, top, where, run around, trying to find a good woman. I got found, that's a hole, but the feel of mama, how you feel? I snap the drop the draw, daddy. And let the fall out, daddy. 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 Are you convinced now? Bert, they ain't the only ones stole from me. E. King and the Rock and Roll stole from me. Hold on a minute.
Here's more from Bobby Rush at the grand reopening of Club Paradise, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Kill a rabbit, you're in all them 12 months. I don't give a damn what you do. Lay off of my blue sweatshirts. Thank you very much. You with the camera. Get a shot. Get a good shot of this, you know. Don't get too close. Get dust in your eyes. You got to get a little closer than that, baby. It's kind of drawn up now. I've been down for a while. Hey, Thaddeus. You remember that Jailhouse Rock? Let me get some Jailhouse Rock. Thank you.
first, we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach. Preston is one of the experts on Sunbeam Mitchell and Club Paradise. He explores all of this and more in his book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll.
Most of us fans of the blues have a solid idea about the musicians that played the Chitlin' Circuit, whether through current artists like Bobby Rush or historic performers B.B. King, Ray Charles, and James Brown. But something that really surprised and excited me when doing research and making discoveries for my Chitlin' Circuit book was how crucial non-musicians were to the circuit. I'm talking about the kingpins, people who ran gambling, liquor, prostitution, or all of the above on black main streets across the country from the 30s to the 60s. They also ran the nightclubs that made up the Chitlin' Circuit, places like the Bronze Peacock, Don Robey's Houston Club, and Club Handy, Sunbeam Mitchell's joint, here in Memphis on Beale Street. They also developed the talent that came up in those towns. So we know Johnny Ace and Little Richard, but these kingpins made it possible for artists like them to work in music, to hone their skills, and to become stars. And I think you'll be just as surprised as I was to learn that the original Chitlin' Circuit kingpin was located not in Memphis or Chicago, but Indianapolis, Indiana. That was the stomping ground of Denver D. Ferguson. Born in Kentucky in 1895, he migrated to Indianapolis after World War I. There, Black Main Street was Indiana Avenue, and it was in pretty rough condition when Ferguson arrived. Weathered storefronts, raw timber buildings. Residences had privies. The movie house on the avenue was built of tin walls on a dirt floor. The whole thing was kind of Wild West, a hard place to turn a profit. But Ferguson figured out how. After setting up a printing business in the Indiana Avenue District, which everyone called the Avenue, he began the city's first numbers game. This was a street lottery played just like your Pick 3 or Powerball games today, only people paid what they could, starting at a nickel for a three-digit combination. Though everybody was poor, everybody played every day, and those nickels added up. By 1931, Denver and his brother C were the wealthiest black men in Indianapolis. The numbers game filled their pockets. The local police lined up every week for their bribes, and this system worked. The Fergusons helped modernize Indiana Avenue, helping black businessmen get started on the street, also setting up college scholarships for poor business-minded students, and making grand structural improvements for the avenue's social life. They opened the Cotton Club together in 1931, and in 1938, Denver Ferguson completed construction on the jewel of the avenue, his nightclub, the Sunset Terrace. Tiny Bradshaw and his famous 14 Demons of Syncopation played opening night. The place stretched a half a block long. Inside, the ballroom was two stories high, with a wraparound balcony overlooking the dance floor. Though the place strived for grace and dignity, it could be quite rough. As Avenue musician Errol Grandy said, "Every time I was there, I wished for a bulletproof vest." Duke Ellington made a memorable appearance and exit during the club's first months. Grandy recalled, "He was on stage and I heard fighting in the darkness. They threw whiskey bottles and beer bottles toward the bandstand, messed up his white suit, and he said he'd never come back there, never." The people at Sunset Terrace loved Earl Hines, who had played the Chitlin' Circuit since its earliest days and could blend gut bucket and glamour a little more effectively than Duke. Here's Hines doing Piano Man, recorded in 1939, just as it sounded at the Sunset Terrace.
Piano Man, Piano Man, there's no one who spanks those ivories like he can. All about biology, he knows not a thing, but of pianology, he's really king. Piano Man, Piano Man, on those ivories he really shines. See that man there on the stool, he's a fool, a big and fool. Swing it, Father Hines.
Denver Ferguson expanded his nightlife empire across black America in 1941 as he launched the Ferguson Brothers Agency. It was the only black talent agency at that time, and it elevated the Chitlin' Circuit to new heights. Denver discovered Big Maybelle and booked experienced blues singers like Roosevelt Sykes, Joe Turner, Dr. Clayton, and Lil Green. His greatest contribution, though, was to bring the Chitlin' Circuit even deeper into black America than it had been before, and to cycle more bands through it. Now, as a black Southerner, he knew the Black South intimately, and as a racketeer, he understood the power of collective wealth. Remember how all those nickels had added up, and how to operate a staff of numbers runners. He applied these principles to the Chitlin Circuit. He assembled a network of what he called shadow promoters throughout the South. His protege, Sax Carey, explained, he collected phone books. He located every black barbershop, beauty shop, bar, or sookie joint. Then he would send runners out to recruit them. He took these small town people and made them dollar wise and showed them how to promote his dances. He had his own printing press where he could make his own placards to advertise the dances and send them to promoters. Every band that came in had a road manager that worked for Ferguson and sat there by the promoter at the door and counted the money. The first thing he taught me was, don't write anything down. Avoid big municipal auditoriums. That's where the IRS man is going to be with you on the door counting your tickets. Go to the nondescript places. The Ferguson Brothers Agency worked that way through the 40s, helping to spread sounds like this throughout the Chitlin Circuit. This is Joe Turner, live from 1938, singing That's All Right.
That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. Happy best I've been to you, baby, that's the way you do. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Yes, you're so beautiful, you got to die someday.
The Indiana Avenue sound was about more than swing. The bouncer at C. Ferguson's Cotton Club was a gold-tooth former boxer named Champion Jack Dupree. He played some piano at the Cotton Club, too, and took a break from his duties there to record this, the Junker Blues, over in Chicago in 1941.
They call me a junker, 'cause I'm loaded all the time. I don't use no reefer, I be knocked out with that angel wine. 6 months ain't no sendo, and 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99. I was standing on the corner with my reefer in my hand. Upstairs, the sergeant took my reefer out of my hand.
For Beale Street Caravan, this is Preston Lauterbach, author of The Chitlin Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you.
other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee.
We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, we've been listening to the Bobby Rush Review. He's performing at the celebration of the reopening of the historic Club Paradise nightclub in South Memphis.
Bobby Rush should be no stranger to our listeners. He has been with us many, 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 many times over the years.
At 77 years old, the blues legend has seen and done it all. His unique musical gift has allowed him to morph from Delta to Chicago blues, from Malico Soul to 70s funk-inspired blues, edgy, tongue-in-cheek, electrified sing-alongs, heart-wrenching acoustic numbers.
And I'll add, over and over again, and often at the same time, none of it's been in a linear progression. Bobby Rush is a musical chameleon.
Along the way, he's picked up 4 Grammy nominations, countless blues music awards, and has unquestionably attained the status of blues legend. He's one of our true living musical treasures.
I went backstage at Club Paradise and had the pleasure of catching up with Bobby. Everywhere Bobby goes, it's a party. The music was loud, the crowd was roaring, so listen very closely. The thing that I've always loved about you is that everybody that you see on stage, everybody that you come across, you always learn something from them. You take it that I can learn something from anybody. So with that in mind, I'm curious what, as you look back over your career, what do you think you learned the most from, let's say, Jimmy Reed?
I learned that the guys, they may have not knew where they was going, but where they went, God led them there. And I was either smart or too dumb to do anything except follow these guys. I was going to write until I find me a writer. I was going to promote myself till I found a promoter. I was going to manage myself till I find a manager. I was going to record myself till I find a recording company who wanted to record me. All these things I was going to do till I find someone to do it. Mm-hmm. Because I saw Jimmy Reed and the Muddy Waters had people doing for them what I wanted someone to do for me. And all of a sudden, 20-something years later, B.B. King come to me one time. He said, "Bobby Rush, I want you to produce me produce and write a record. Write me a song and produce it on me." "You mean you want me to do this?" "Well, this is what I wanted someone to do for me." He thought I was qualified to do it. So the point I'm telling you is that I watched the other guys doing well and doing what they were doing, not knowing they were doing the best they could with what they had to do it with.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a choice. It was about a chance, because that's all they had to do this. That's all they knew to do. And then I saw Willie Dixon, who was a great writer. But I wonder how great a writer was he when he recording guys could not read or write.
Yeah.
So that tells me that he wasn't doing the writing for these guys. They were writing for themselves. He was smart to take advantage of a guy who did not know how to put it on paper.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned from these guys. I learned that the guys who couldn't put it on paper, I learned how to put it on paper so I wouldn't fall in the same trap and same direction that they fell. But I did fall in some trap because I didn't know some things I didn't know, but they taught me. I saw their mistakes. I learned from their mistakes. It taught me not to make the same mistake. So that's what I learned from the guys. So thank for the guy who came before me, who set in my eyesight a way that I didn't want to go, and I didn't go that way. But they also set something in my faith that I wanted to follow them.
Yeah.
That was being good entertainers, a good state act, because that's what I strive myself. Not so much of a singing, but performing, because this is entertainment business. I learned how to entertain. Because this is the business. It ain't a singing business. It ain't a playing business. It's entertaining business. I've been through so many things in my life. This, what you're doing now, can educate a lot of people, not just black, but white and black, about the blues and the root and the stump of the tree. Because the stump of the tree, the blues, is the mother of all music. If you don't like the blues, you don't like your mama, because that's where it come from. The blues did have a baby and called it rock and roll. Rock and roll had a baby, called it acid. covered country and western. All of it migrated from the blues. Just like we as a race migrated. They said, well, what about the Texas blues? What about Chicago blues? What about Mississippi blues? Most of it come out of Mississippi from slavery and migrated to north because myself and the people like myself, or BB, we all started in the south. We got enough money to come to Memphis. We work a few little gigs on Bill Street. Then we go to East St. Louis, not St. Louis, East St.
Louis.
East St. Louis. We work a little bit more there. Then we have some money, go to Chicago. We go to Chicago and get a little job, play on the weekend, get a little credit, get us one of the regular Cadillac. We come back down south and just show it off, like make people think you're doing good. You go back up north and wait a couple months, get you enough money to go to Detroit. Maybe you go to New York if you get one of the Jewish boy to manage you. That's what the whole, that was the whole scheme of guys getting out of the, getting, crossing over. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Reed and people like that were the first one did it.
So let me ask this for you. Your career has been 60 years of you playing, 65 years. You've had close to 400 songs. I mean,
374.
So what has been the thing that has made you want to get up and keep doing this every day? But on the other side, what do you think is the thing that's made people keep coming back to see you?
I think because of I'm blessed, for one thing, to keep coming up with ideas. I'm still creating, and I'm still mortifying. My music, I'm an old man who sings old stories because nothing new under the sun. But I add to my show and the people around me with the girls on the show. Mm-hmm. This is something new. This way I mortify and keep in with the time, what's going on today. But God gave me a gift, and I know not to change it too far that I'll get away from my old self. I don't want to be like a 80-year-old woman with a miniskirt on. The miniskirt look good. The 80-year-old woman look good too. But you got to understand, the miniskirt don't match with the age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You have to know that. But I've been able to mortify in my music to what it is now. Even with I'm up for Grammy with Porcupine Meat, I was able to do this and mortify my music. But I was also able to know that when I was a kid, we had outside toilets. We had to go outside to go to the bathroom. And now you got bathroom inside the house, sometimes 8 or 9 of them. I got 9 in my house. It smells good, it looks good. But you know what? Everything you ever did in it remained the same.
Here's more from Bobby Rush at the grand reopening of Club Paradise, live on Beale Street Caravan.
I wrote it, I should know it. I'm not at home. that you're here. Thank you, brother. Call me. Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead then. No, he's all right. He's all right. I got to leave you. Sue. She's a good one. Let me tell you that. Everybody, call me a fool. But everybody, somebody's fool. Some say you love me, some say you don't. It don't make no difference when you get what you want. I'm a puppet, hanging by a string. All you gotta do is, and I'll dang a laugh. Let you use me. Take you use me up. Let that woman use me. Take you use me up. Let you use me. Take you use me up. Let that woman use me. Take you use me up. That girl loves so doggone strong. I'm like a dog at a can't let alone. Where the woman loves me, she'll be against the law. She got me running like a chicken with her head cut off. Now listen to me. I'm a puppet hanging by love string. All you gotta do is kiss me on the jaw, and I'll dang a line. Gotta use me. Uh-huh, take you use me up. I haven't forgotten you, brother. You say you wanted chicken head? That's been so long ago. Hey, brother, you all right? A scrap iron. Give him a scrap iron hand. Now, me. Now, I know what scrap on. I want to sit down for a minute and talk to y'all for a minute. Is all right for talk to y'all for a minute? Now, I have to talk to my driver, my right-hand man for a minute. See, he need a little boom stand when I'm doing this. He didn't know that, though. He can't see that well, not far ahead. Friend, you chicken head? That's been 47 years ago. Chicken head, fella. For my brother over there. Chicken head for my brother over there. Daddy told me on a dying bed, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You came along, girl, what could I do? if I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. And I will show you, little girl, how a little dog can bear a bone.
Here's more from Bobby Rush at the grand reopening of Club Paradise, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Leave you a little this. I'm gonna leave you like this tonight. Mainly thing because my friend in the house. Swing low, sweet chariot, come and carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come and carry me home. How about a hand for the Bobby Rush Blues Band one more time? So much.
special thanks to everyone at the Paradise Entertainment Center for inviting us to the celebration. The club has live music every Friday and Saturday night and concerts throughout the month.
Put it on your Memphis music bucket list and drop in next time you're in the city.
For more information, you can find them on Facebook under the Paradise Entertainment Center or check out their website at paradise645.com. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BillStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's going to be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Covens.
You've been listening to the same